You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This week's parasha, we have the mitzvah of tzedakah, giving tzedakah, yisurim not to give tzedakah. So, let's skip first to the shayla, number four. Okay? Right, we've seen a lot of times they have, in yeshivas they usually don't do it, but in shuls a lot of times they have an appeal. It used to be, I think they still do. What's an appeal? They go ahead and they say, we're making, collect us. So let's go back to the guys who are making the appeal. So they say, you know what? You know, Mr., you know that guy. You know that rich guy. Very hard to get on with. But one thing, if somebody gives, it looks really bad for him if he gives less. So we got an idea. What? You, Yankel, you sit there and you say, $18,000. He says, Mr. I don't know, but he has a look if Yankel, the guy who's, making a, pernasa, and me, the big gvir, and my shul, and the one that has my name all over it, and all things, and I run, and I make all the announcements, I should give less than $18,000. How's it look? I got to give it twice as much. The guy who gave $18,000, not giving $18,000, was set up by they were set up by the committee, okay? I'm sure you, I don't know if some of you have sat on committees or heard these things. Now, there's two ways of doing it. One is when you talk about sometimes when they, let's say they sell aliyahs, right, the shuls. So they also, you say 10,000, so therefore, that guy will have to give 15,000, because we know he's going to give the most. He's going to buy the aliyah. He needs that aliyah, this guy. He needs that aliyah. So if you say 10,000, he'll say 15,000. Okay. So look at this Minchas Yitzchak, number four. When they make collections, appeals, and they make an announcement, that he's going to give a large amount, more than he really expects to give, than he wants to give, in order that's the shaila that they asked Reb Dayan Weiss, the head of the Beis Din in Yerushalayim. At this time, he was probably in England, and it's 1959. So it says, "Arbonim Agdayim Chaverim B'Sekach Weiss Kan Bir Alachas Shiachya." Whatever they asked him this shot. That's the shayla. Okay, so he was asked, "Can you make a magbit? And you go ahead, and you say I'm going to give 18,000, so this guy, the rich guy, is going to give at least 36. It doesn't pass for him to give less than that. You have no idea. Now, as far as a neder, we're not going to go into that some shiles. It's not to say that's not called a neder. Because sof kol sof, it's not pivoli by shoven. You don't mean it. You're just saying it in order to do. Gemara says there are certain things. Whether it falls into that, that's a different shiles. But right now, we're not going to go into. Is it called a neder? But are you allowed to do it to get the other guy? So not talk about your personal neder. We'll say it's not called a neder. You're not mechuyev because you tak in your heart, you mean not that way. Like Gemara says, pas chit and pas sair, and he means that. Right, or sometimes in order to go ahead and beat taxes, you say, you promise, Gemara says, you're allowed to do certain things, nidre, all kinds of nidre einsen. We're not talking about that. We're talking about, is it right to do it to force Mr. Gvir to go ahead and give this amount of money. So let's go back to one now.
Right?
He doesn't mean that. He's not going to give that amount.
He's not
going to give that amount. He's going to give $100, like every other guy in the shoe is going to give $100. Right? It's a what?
It's a shekel b'vayesh.
It's a shell.
It's a
shekel b'vayesh. What?
A shekel b'vayesh.
Yeah, and therefore?
What?
Sheker. What do we mean, sheker? Yeah, but it's helping tzedakah. Maybe it's gonna. So let's take a look at this Gemara. Tana Rabbana. Bizman shacham aloike. When there's a solar eclipse, okay. One simon ralakol olam. Mashal davala. Why is this Gemara in Sukkah? Because Gemara talks about that if it rains on Sukkahs, that it's not a good simon, right? Like Evich, Mazak, Larabba, Kita, and Veshefer upon us. So Gemara goes through a whole thing. It's not really negating most of it, but you might as well. Mashama, Davim, Melch, Bas, Vedam, Shasa, Suda, Vadav, Heniach, Panas, he puts a lamp in front of them. Kasa, Lamb, Amalam, Doi, Tol, Panas, Vadim, Hashim, Bechosh. Put them in the darkness. So The Baruch Hashem gave us a panas, he gave us a son. All of a sudden, takes away a son. It's a bad sin. Tanya, may I make Kozman Shemayrus Loikin when there's an eclipse. Simon Ralis Sanem Shisom means Klausol, Nation Wulamadim, Bemukai Seyen, Moshe Seven. Ram brings a whole kinds of things, how it's all kinds of terrible things. Why is the Chamaloike? Let's just skip over. Like a little, the first one was Kiyechta Goyim Tanur Abon. Bishul Abad Varm. Before, there are four reasons why we have a lunar, a solar eclipse. Av bezin shemeis, you have a gadol. Av bezin shemeis ve'ein nisbek halacha. They didn't make a good hesped on him. But the farshim go into what's the midah k'neged midah. Nara marasa shetzaka be'ev emashiyala. That nara marasa, they go ahead, and in other words, they take somebody's wife or somebody's, and the ma'anasa, and she yells, and all right, big deal, you know. Mishkav Zachar, Shnei Achen, Shnishba Adam Ke'echa, whatever. Mishul Abad Varmai is like in Al Kaisve Plaster, people who put out Me'ide, Edus Sheker, they write false things. Right? Oh, this guy did this and this and that, you know, and people get upset, so they put out signs. Megadle Behemoth Daka Beretz Yisrael, which Gemara says because they go around stealing. Kaitse Ilonis Tavis, those. Mishul Abad Varm, oh. Nichse Balbatim Nisan Lamachos. Why do sometimes Abad Varm Nichse Balbatim Nisan Lamachos? The it's given over to the malchus, the nechosim. Al mashi shtaris pruim v'amal ve'ribes, those who leave shtaris that are pruim, they don't pay up, they pay up the debts, but they leave it. Kilu they can collect again, mal ve'ribes. Al shiyah safak biyadam limchois v'lamichu, that they had the capability to be meichav, al shepoiskim tztaka b'rabim ve'enem noisnim. That they say they're going to give tztaka b'rabim, and they don't give it. Yeah? That's what Gemara says. One of the things that causes a person to lose his financial stability is because he's poisik tztaka b'rabim ve'in anaisim. Amar Rabbi Shalabar v'on nechse ba'abat yetzik temoin, they go into the, you know, into the dirt, into the, you know, they lose them. Koishis chasachir, what? Yeah. They go into the ground, yeah, blue. Al kaifshis chasachir, they hold back. Al oishkis chasachir, they take away the money. Shapark and all that, different things. Gassus ruach. That's, but over here it says poiskin tzedakah. What's poiskin tzedakah? So Rashi, bale batam alalu, shapoiskin bale batam alalu tzedakah barabim shitnu laniim v'lo noistim. Yeah, there's gemara ba'oven tzedakah. That's a good point. Oven tzedakah rachman atzlan. Right, isha meis. Right, gemara shabbos. Yeah, a good point. Well, so let's see. But a lot stuck up a rabbim shitnu laniim could be saying a good point, because it's two different things. You have the bottom line. Shitnu laniim. So posh, it sounds like they're going to give stuck and they don't give it. Look at the Marashah 3. Poiskei stuck up rabbim hainu shibalabatim manhigei akihila. Seems like they're on the board, right? They're on the presidium of the shul. Poiskin stucka maruba, they go ahead and make big, pledges. Ve'ena naisin kula, they don't give a whole thing. Sha'aimim, they say shalohi adaitin lakach, they didn't really mean it. El bishvil acherim shiitnu nadavas karoi. Marsha says that they want to make these pledges. They never meant to give 18,000. I wanted to, you know, Mr. X to give 36. I knew he would give. What? It seems it's not. Oh, number four. Look in the second paragraph. Alvar shele ba magbiyos shemachrizen al derech shele ba magbiyos shemachrizen kama noisim kol echad. How much each one's going to give? Ha'im mutal loymar she noisim schum gadol mekafi shadait liten b'kdei shechaver yitin yaisa. Ukvayd hajas the gahinai herich levar shesh b'ze kamach shoshes aleph. Hine after bezmanen is chadu kama mina mikbaros. Even though nowadays they have all kinds of these appeals, these collections, avim eina inin shachet staka ein b'ze chadish. The kvar itmar adava beferish lisur b'diver mar shazal. Hashemis he put it into kavana b'diver chazal b'sech sukkah isa sham. Bishul abad v'am nichse balbatim nisan l'malchus. Al mashi shtavavav, al mavribis, ashe zavav, v'ashe poiskim tztaka b'rabbe v'ena, kozaz ha-mashah, B'zeh loshon haynu shubabata maniga kilos poiskim tzedakim ruba ve'ina noisim kula she'omim shelo yadaitam kacha b'shul achem she'itna dovis kora v'doik adkan loshonu of the marsha reish shekvar hayam minig hazeh loy lavim. Like you said, this is nothing new. This has been on for many years, at least from the Gemara's time according to the marsha. Ubara hey at kama she'akosha minig hazeh. That doesn't sound so bad. Be'enei chazal shekol oisim ben arbad v'am hachamurim b'yoysa v'oin shengol moed v'ein anan manan basay. So he doesn't like it. Now, maybe I forgot to tell Yanko, who's away, to do the other part. But in the other part, he brings Minchas Yitzchak a medrash. Interesting, I just happened to see this. It's a Yerushalmi also. And I just happened to see it. It was Negeya. But yesterday we mentioned, those who in the Minchas Chinuch here, the Gemara was Shimon ben Shetach, where Yanai wanted, you know, to make up to benching, and Shimon Shetach had ran away. It was he had killed all the Prushim, and he needed a mezumin, and no one knew how to bench, so he got him back. The whole Gemara there, in Yerushalmi and in Medrash, it says a little more beforehand what happened. Interesting. So in the Tshuva he brings it. Let's go through it. Let's see. I was going to do it inside here. We learned in the Brisa. It says like this: Loish meis nazirin sulkin boyin lemikuvet tes meir kovana b'yom deshimshin ben shetach. In the days of Shimon Shetach, there were 300 nazirin that came. You know this. A nazir has to bring at the end of his naziris 3 karbanas, right? So they wanted to bring a total of lemikuvet tes meir kovana tes meir 900 karbanas in the days. So it seems like they couldn't afford it. Lemeya v'chamshin matzah lehem pesach. So 150 of them, of these nazirim, he was able to find a pesach as far as their neder, you know, that they wouldn't have become nazirim in the first place, and he got them out of it. Shimon Shetach was a chacham. He was not, so he was oiker mikara, meaning they were not nazirim, right? Like Taisus says in a few places in Shas, every time a nazir drinks wine, how could he get Malkus to Sol Suffolk? Maybe he'll be shoyal on his Nazir. So that's not right. But once he's shoyal on his Nazir, he's not Nazir. So for 150, he got them out. The other 150, Lombatsapah. He couldn't find a Pesach. He couldn't find a way to get out of it. So they were chayiv in 450 karbanis. Okay. So what did he do? Solik Rabshim Rachetach Gabi Yanam HaKas. He went to his brother-in-law, Melchianai. Amalei Tlas Mei Nazirin Sokol. 300 Nazirin came. Boy in the mikveh, they want to do Tes Mei Kruvin lesson. They don't have it. They can't afford it. They don't have it. Elo Yav Ad Palgam Indi. Daf Anah Palgam Indi Di. You give half and I'll give half. Okay. Pretty smart, right? Vano Palgam Indi Di. What? Yav Yanai Malka Palgam Di. He gave 450 karbanis, and then Osun va'amrin lishna bisha liyanai malka al Shimon ben Shetach. So people went and they maliciously spoke malicious against Shimon ben Shetach. Tevi yada, so he tevi yada yanai. You should know the koma the cover me the dach cover. All those animals that were brought up were all yours. The 450 you gave, that's all they needed. Bram Shimon ben Shetach lo yav min dekom. He didn't give anything of himself. Right, you should know, you gave all they needed was 450, and you gave everything. Kos Yanai Malka al Shimon ben Shetach, he got upset. Shama duhu kos alai, so Shimon Shetach heard he's upset. Yanai, you don't just say, Yanai killed out all the Chachamim. Tzaruch lev arach, so he pained him and he got frightened and he ran away, he fled. Labasi yeme haven b'nei nishim the rabbi Menachusa, the parse, Negosam Sir, the Yanamalka. A lot of dignitaries from the Persian kingdom came and to eat by Melech Yanai. Amulai Mara Malka, they said to him, Yanai, our master, the king, Naharin Anon, we remember, we recall, the heavy Hacha Chad Sab, there was an elderly man here, it was his brother in law, the heavy Amulan Mili the Rice, he used to say the words of Taisa, very smart that we were. Remember that other year that used to, the other years that we used to visit you, used to have somebody there. It was Chacham, right? It's like we know the Arabs, you know, certain, they used to mamish be scared of them. the Arab, the, for, by Chachamim. Amal la'ach say, shal chabasa vaisise. So Yana said to his wife, who's a sister of Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, go call your brother, bring him here. Hamale havli mila shlachle is kasach vaviasi. So give me your word that you're not going to harm him, you're not going to do anything. And he gave him his ring, his, you know, tabas, and he'll come. That's how they learn pshat. Yavla mila, he gave the his word, v'shachle azatzeve, and he gave his this ring, and he came. Then he sat in between them. That's the Gemara already, right? The Gemara calls about that he sat between them. Min da'asa yav, yosav lebemakamak, amalei lama rakta. Why did you run away? Why did you flee? He says, Shama demare malka karsalai utsrachli minach de la siklane. I heard that my master, the king, is very angry with me, and I was pained and frightened of you. You might kill me. And it's a pasuk, like the Gemara Baba Kama says, chavi kima'at rega ad yavar. That whenever there's chalila tsaris, hide for a moment till the tsar passes. Rashi says, where should you hide? But the knesias and but the midrashes. Okay, so that's what he was makayim himself. Amalei lama aflias, why did you mock me? Why did you say you're going to provide half the animals? Amalei chas v'shalom laflias. He says, I didn't mock you. Ela at memoinech v'ana min araisa. You gave half with your mammon, and I gave half with my Torah. We're partners. What do you mean? They were talking 900. I gave, I can't afford, I don't have money. So what I did was, I used my Torahic wisdom, and I got half of them out, and you gave your wealth, and you provide the other half. Except, but sela chokh, but sela kesef, and the shelter of wisdom is it's the shelter of money. So money is equal. You know, Chaim Volozhin used to say that, I think it's a Ruch Chaim, maybe, I don't remember. That the end of the pasuk is v'chachma techay balad. He says, "Einachana, a person supports Torah, so he gets the schar of the Torah that the other person learns too." He says, "But besides the schar of Torah, there's also such a thing as the Gemara says that David the Melech was mevakish agura barlecha olamim." He says, "Rebbeinu Shem, I want to live in your tent, olam for worlds." So he says, "V'chi efshel adam." The Gemara says, "Lager b'shnei olamim." Can a person live in two worlds? He writes and she has sifsoisai devavis bekever. My lips, Rashi learns, means they move. The Shita Mekubetzim Chayrus says it means they'll become moist. He's always moist. His lips are moist, bekever. They say, right, like they say about a certain person, he was looking for a bonus.
So you are listening to BensTorah.com.
This town, Kiveg is buried, Chassam Seif is buried. And the Nesiv is buried. Wow, it's a machash of the town. So he took the job, and he found out Kiveg is buried in Posen, Nesiv is in Lisa, and Chassam Sefer in Preshburg. So he said, what kind of thing is that? You're fooling. He says, no. In Preshburg, they're still learning Chassam Sefer. In Posen, they're learning Kiveg. In Lisa, they're learning Nesiv. In this town, they're all buried. They're dead. Nobody's saying a word from them. Right? Nobody says anything to them. So he says, Chaim Volozhin, that you have the Schar of Torah, and then, hopefully, people say over things in your name. So he says, "Avadad is betzela chokma, betzela kes, betzela chokma." But a chokma techay bala. When a person has chayas that even after his ptira, they say dvar shmupiv. That's only if you learn Torah. If you learn Torah, so hopefully your kids will say, "Oh, I remember Tati once said a good word on this parsha." Said this parsha. That's a different thing. But anyways, he told him, "Listen, I'm equal partners over here. Amala lamala martli. Why don't you tell me this that?" That they want to be up front with me. Amalei imat l'chalav yavetz, because I know if I would have told you, you wouldn't have provided it. Amalei, okay, then he went into why you sat. So what does Reb Chaim say from this?
The question was asked, if they have to collect for somebody who's very sick, they have to, the expenses for the airplane and this and the hospitals and everything.
Right.
So they got the airplane to give it for free.
Ah.
The question was, could they say, they know this Kabir will say it and will give half of the money.
Ah.
So can they say the real cost, the whole amount, and the girl will say we'll give the half, and that's right. All they need.
I mean, they need $10,000, and $5,000 you already got.
Right. So they want to make a two-star from the Yerushalmi.
So what is
it? It might be different because it's common that the airplanes will give it for free, so it's not really considered. Here, there really is the chiyuv. But then he's getting it off.
He's getting it off. But over here, they
over
give...
Sometimes it's not really the expenses, so therefore you can't do it.
Ah. Okay, so he says, the guy with this, he says, L'chor you see that he had to come up with excuses, but otherwise he says you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to go in over here. It's because I gave the Torah and this. But otherwise, if he would have done it, he was saying is that the Torah is half and this is half. But otherwise, in order to trick him to give more money, he says that he can't do. That's what the Mincha says. But he says you can't do such things. But the Shaila is why not? What's the reason why you're not allowed to do it? So let's first see. What? Gnevus Das. Oh, so this is the question. Is it gonna, so look at the next one, the Tshuvas from the Dvar Yeshua. Kibalti l'chakavadova, a kav means, you know what a kav means? Either means a telegraph or a call, I don't know. No, I think it means Kibalti l'chakavadova, either the call, or it means a line, but it means, I don't know, no, it depends what year, a telephone or a
telegraph.
I don't know. This fellow, Shia Mendel Ehrenberg, was a very big yid. He was a. I met him. I met him. So he was my cousin. Married his grandson. So Etzel Erchem, he's the one. I remember. I told you the story that he was a Belzer Chassid, and they said Belzer Rebbe after the war. It was Takas Yartz, I think, 2 days ago. So after the war, Kamat didn't smile. The Belzer couldn't get it. Says one of the times he smiled was the Pshir Mendel had Yartz. I mentioned the story here. He damed for the Amid. And then after Atta Kodesh Shimcha Kodesh, he sat down, opened a Gemara, and he forgot that he's the Shliach Tzibur, and he started learning by Chazar Sashat. So the Belzer Rebbe gave a Shmei. But he was together on the Kastor train with the Satmar Rav, and they when they came to the hotel, they were fighting the whole night and learning. My cousin told me. And the Baal Bus at the hotel says, what are you guys doing? You just went through a war and you're fighting. You're, the whole night you're keeping everybody up. They're arguing in a sukkah. They want to. He held a certain sukkah. He could be ma'achshi. He held not. So my cousin told me after his p'tira, they found it in his gemara on the Tosfos, a note. Mekan raya l'shitasi neged asat merav. You know, he wrote it. All right. But anyway, so he has also. Davar neged to orchei magbiyos. Those who set up what? He didn't go to the sukkah. He said, "He says Shem Mendel says it's kosher, but I'm not going in there." But he wanted to tell people, "Yeah, the tzorchei moistus at stirat stuck of a chesed shemachvizim barabim nidvas anoisim kama kol echad poisik kedei shacherim yishmu v'yasu kemoisim v'yeshmin hamagvir shaisim barama." Oh no, that's a different thing. The reason they do it is to put pressure. That's fine, okay. But over here, yeshmin nala magvir shaisim barama umamidin echad shnayim atzibah. Right, Hasarim leMashmas will listen to them. Shu kaifzim bereish right away. V'yichayvu b'schum gadol yaisa b'fikoychem v'ratzaynim u'mespashinim b'chashoy. But secretly, they said, "Listen, I did this 18,000. I'm going to give you 100 because I want to give this guy, get this guy to give 36." Shemaisa leitakach iyayet la. Oh, v'arachtem levar griyas aminigzem machmas gneves das v'v'goyim shachem yitnu yaisa b'fikoychem machmas busha. Vegam ki yavol lezalzel ben nedarim. So he says those are the two reasons. One is they might be mezalzel nedarim, and as a person say, you know, listen, I know that guy. You know, they told me, you know, I got Mr. X to give 36,000 by saying 18,000. These guys didn't learn mesechs nedarim, mesechs shvuos. They don't know if it is or not. So they'll be mezalzel nedarim. And this is called gneivas das that you think that this the shaz who's the gneivas das on us that we think this guy. Is giving 18,000, he's really not giving 18,000. Is that called, that could be called Gnevis Das. That's his, he brings the Marshal later, okay, it was a little long, that's the shot, okay.
They go long when they sell Aliyah.
The what?
The long sell Aliyah, they start off with a very high number.
Right, that's that's a different
thing. That should be the same.
Yes, right. So over there you don't have really, Nedarim, Mezalz and Darim, you never made a Nedar, you took a chance. That somebody will give more, but it's not you're not being mezalz. I did read the rest. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize it's on the other side. Ikem min exam, sorry. Min garua zeh shenogo orchem agbi lo chadash. This is not something you've acquired. Sriya love, he already had tainas in some marsha, bechadush agadas, ahad the isa asam bishul dav varm lechseh baal batam sarin, vechem em shepoiskim tztaka barabim, ve'enim neisim v'amad marsha zal, al oisin dalad de kachosh v'hasam, Makamasha, Vada Hani, Issa Gamohein, Vachem, Bepoiskit Stoker, Veinum Noisim, Hareza, Oiva Babal Yachel Dvara, Velomis Stavale Loimau, He didn't want to learn. Why did Mashal learn this way? Shababatim oivin alim b'shat nefesh. He says, why don't you want to learn? They give. They say they're going to give, and they don't give. They go, you know, like b'mezid. The atabir shayaskin alkein. But first, what's the big deal? Or maybe like Rabbi Zvi said, that you already have another Gemara. Rechman son, the Gemara says terrible things if a guy makes nedarim. Oven nedarim, right? This is not talking about nedarim. It's not a neder. It's just a trickery. It's the atabir shayaskin. Alkein b'farsh mashal. The call honey dalvar may be oifish babatam haynu ashirim manhigim she'enim tamir chacham mayrin hetal atzvam machmas I yediyasim upoiskei tztok rabba haynu shebalabatam manhigi akil upoiskei tztok amrubay noisim kula she'em shalav yidaitam bishul she'en yeah correct the atkan dvar the marsha haray mefarish mefurish sorry daita she marsha the gam ka gavne isa chamahu venenshin alav gam beloy dikduke she mar yeshnu meguf aloshin upoiskei tztok abarabim the Maribikai Gavna. The Iba Poiskit Stok of Achakach Choyun Behem, my area Barabim. What's a, to just get out of it, what's the difference Barabim? I think somebody mentioned that. Nokat, the Nokat. The Mainav Kamina, Menadel Stok of Rabba, Bein Lebein Atzla. Did a terrible thing. Void my area Poiskit Stok of the Nokat. Well, Lemema, Nidrin, Stam, a person, Vayna Mishalim. Nidrin Menasham. What's Poiskit Stok of? So that's what the Mashal learns. He says that they do Barabim in order to get others to do it. He says in the Gemara, Elavada married me the shkir per psika sagam ne rabbin shapoiskin harbor rakane abusha befne achem upne atam shkos marsha. Right? In other words, Marsha didn't say that's the reason. He said, maybe they said it because of busha. Then they come and say, no, I really didn't do it. How does it look? Everybody's giving, like a lot of times you have, everybody's giving $100. This guy can't afford it. Right? He's one of the first time I ever saw one, right after I got married. So they, Rav Moshe Zatzal, Moshe Feinz used to have, if I remember, by Rav Amos Bunim, every year, a Poly meeting. So I didn't know, I never saw my life. I was just married, 21 years old.
For
my shoes? Yeah, I used to.
The Lakewood, yeah.
The Lakewood too, but I had my shoes. So yeah, Amos had a lot of people in that house. So I think he made it tonight when he sold the house. They shouldn't be destroyed because of the G'dayon were there. I think that's what he made. But I kuponim, him, so I never knew this such a thing. So what they did was they used to call out afterwards, you know, this. So I gave $5. I thought I was a big shot, you know, 1973. So, I even remember from Heshi, all of a sudden, I said, Heshi, lend me $5. All of a sudden, they start calling out, you know, $100, you know, in those days, this and that. He's calling out on this and that, Rabbi Amos. And then he goes, Naftali Yeager, $5. You know, like, thanks, Naftali. Thank you. You know, like he felt bad for me. He goes, thank you, Naftali. You know. You know, you wanted to go under the my shoes. I didn't know. I thought you were giving $5. But Akopamsi says, could be the Marsha means al Zbusha. The Poiskin Kadesh Gamachem Yishmi Yitnu Omepnei Tam, the Poiskin Rabbi Yitnu, or Marsha says that reason. Ukein and Nidan Didan Vachoshin Shain Dovaz and Machai Vaisim Mikim Shah. See, he goes into whether it's Machai of them when it's Gnevis Das and so forth. Okay. So they ask Akash on this. Look at this. And the Svar Matzdaka. Tana Rabbon. Look in 6. Selazul tzedakah shelo basi de gabai mutar l'shneisim. Shebasi de gabai, yeah. Ain't you could change it. Amar Yanai, you're not allowed to change. Once it goes to the gabai. I, Rab Yanai, Yosef Abar. Rab Yanai used to borrow money from tzedakah, right? And pay back. Shiny Rab Yanai. De nichalahu laniyim. The kamadam, no, it's like this. The niyim don't want you to go ahead and use it. The money was collected. Anan yada niyim anan, the Gemara says, you have collected for the gabbai. So you have no right to use it. It's not hektish. Hektish, a body can't use, because it's kaddish. Over here, it's money. Money you can use. But the niyim don't want the money used, because they're afraid if you're going to go ahead and use it for some reason, you'll buy something. Don't worry, I'll pay you back. What's going to happen? You might not get paid. But Yanai, the Gemara says, the nichalahu laniyim. The Kama Damashi Masi Umaislu. Yabiana was an unbelievable Gabet Stalker, used to force people to give. So they didn't mind that when people used to come and say, Yabiana, how much you have in the Koopa? Zero, it's all gone. I have nothing. He didn't have nothing because he took $100 for himself. He borrowed himself. Zokta Bey says, so Makom Makom, any day, it's Bort La Lacha this, any day, Hadar Biana Matzachel, a little voice Mat Stalker, because they lock up at Ziba. I don't know why Bey says why he had to go ahead and borrow money. Ba'amru de lesse mos. Halo afil beloy shield, even if he didn't borrow it. Ha yochalam atzi b'shein lamos. Ulekaifon deikach, lasa tzedakah. Yeah, nothing. Yeah. Not such gneivas das, it seems. You're allowed to go ahead and be koyf for somebody.
Yeshiva can say they have no money.
What?
Yeshiva can say they have no money.
They have no money? Yeah, it says, She'ein lo mosul l'koyfim al yodai, al yedei kach laset stoka. The efshe, so what do you have to borrow for? Stam the base efshe says, what can you say? I need the lemaises, people have to give tzedaka, people have to, you know, somehow you could, what's the difference what you say? It's not gneivas das, because you got to give the money anyway. The efshe shadek shayelai v'oysam hayekoyfu letzi belaset tzedaka, heaven nichal alanim lasa nachasu ha-shiul v'oysam la'atzma. Inami lo yoretzal haitzi shekem epiv loima she'en lo im hayelah. Sounds like it's not mamash a sheker. You know, it's, there are certain times you're allowed to say certain things to help. So why is it different? Now like this, if you say that the reason is nedarim, then you can hear a difference. Then it's nedarim, you can hear a difference because over here there's no zilzil nedarim. There's not a neder. But if you say it's gneivas das, because people think. So what's the difference between Gneivas Das here and the Gneivas Das there? It's not so clear. It's mashu that this is not really called Gneivas Das, right? Gneivas Das would be if you think you're doing a favor to a person, right? You're in a town and all of a sudden, you know, you hear, oh, Yankel is sitting shiva. I'm not saying, you know, you have to ask. So you go be Menachem Avil. So, oh, thank you for coming all the way from Philadelphia. I can't believe you do it. You know, you came to watch the Broadway show today. I don't know, right? And, you know, but you heard Yankel, your old friend Yankel, sitting. I never would have made such a trip for that, right? So you have to tell him, you know, I happen to be in town, because he thinks you're doing it, right? The Gemara says, but you can't sell to an Akum a certain type of food that he thinks is kosher, and it's really not kosher, because kosher meat was better, it was whatever it was, the case where they took out the gid. It's Gneivas Das, could be it's derisive, or some Yishan seem to say. Good, you're doing, but it's time, because you think this person. That could be not called Gneivas Das. That's the Shiloh over here. Whatever it is, the base says was Mate to do something. Well, yeah, that's a different shmooz, right? But Gneivas Das. What?
It's called from the Dvar Shekatircha.
No. The Rishonim say it comes from Lo Signev. Yeah, yeah. Rishonim say it comes from Signev. That's what. Bakoponim. So whatever it is, we have that. This. So it comes out like this. To go ahead. And say you're going to give to force somebody else, so we have a marsha that you're not allowed to do it. But to go ahead and taka say, either it's also mitzad, we said gneivas das, so let's say be mezalzim in the darm. But if you're taka doing because you know, let's say by an aliyah, you know you're buying aliyahs and yamim nerayim, so you'll say I'll give $1,000, and you know it'll force the other guy to give $2,000. Could be that's on a nether, right? The most, is that called Gneivas Das? It wasn't nafkamina, I don't know. I'm not sure if that's.
Well, what if the guy doesn't come back and say 2,000?
What?
Yeah,
okay. I'm saying, but if you do, then we know it, you know, yeah. This guy's been buying the last few years, and nobody can, so you decide to give more. Could be this, it's not to say it's mutter.
The head of the Talisman, the guy who's donating the money, did it on his understanding that the bid was so high, getting back out of it.
But why not? Why isn't it valid? I mean, you're giving money for. Yeah, but you're not giving because that's a different thing. You're giving that there's no need for it over here. There's zicha need that the shul needs this amount of money. The moysid needs that amount of money. We're not talking about you're giving more than what's needed. With the shlemus shalom, you know, you're giving, you know, I don't know, at least that amount. Okay, that's not so gefarlich. I guess that was its side.
What about Mishapora?
The what?
The guy said, I'm going to give a certain amount, and he doesn't give it.
Where's the Mishapora for that? Mishapora is only for sales. There's no such.
That's not even for that.
No. Anyway, I could pawn him.
It's not the shiny, right?
Yeah.
It's a special
award. Right. I mean, because you have to give the stock anyway.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.